Okay, before Purim, we were talking about Hilchas Yichud. I think we gave two shiurim in Hilchas Yichud, so I'd like to continue with some other important issues related to Hilchas Yichud. We mentioned different cases of Yichud, Yichud Araisen, Yichud Darabonon, and I mentioned at that time that it's going to be very important to know whether something is a Yichud Araisa or only a Yichud Darabonon, because there are many sfeikas in the poskim as to when the Issur Yichud applies. So now we get to some of those sfeikas. What are some kulas that apply to Yichud? So the very first kula that the poskim talk about is the concept called Baila Be'ir. Let's say the husband of the woman that you're being misyachid with, that you're secluded with, the husband is in the city. So it could be that in that circumstance, there's no Issur Yichud. This is based on a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin, on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, tells a story about a particular Amora, a situation of Yichud with a particular Amora, and it says that the reason why Yichud would have been mutter in such a case, if not for a certain extenuating circumstance, which we'll get to in a moment, is because Baila Be'ir. Baila Be'ir, so we see from that Gemara that if Baila Be'ir, then Yichud is going to be mutter. Why is it mutter? If a person is secluded with another woman, let's say, I'll give you an example, let's say a person is by his in-laws for Pesach, and the father-in-law is out, and his mother-in-law is there. So he's alone with his mother-in-law in the house. Well, let's say he's alone with his mother-in-law and his sister-in-law. He is not married, but his brother is married. And his brother is not there, his father-in-law is not there, and he's alone with his mother-in-law and his sister-in-law. Sounds like a yichud problem to me, right? If he's alone with his mother-in-law, that could be yichud daraisa. If he's alone with the mother-in-law and the sister-in-law, eishes ish, right? Eishes ish, that could be a yichud rabbanon. It's yichud with two women. What's the din? So let's say Baila Be'ir, let's say both husbands are in the city. So the Gemara seems to say Baila Be'ir, we're not choshesh mishim yichud. Why not? So Rashi says, mishum demistafim mibal dahashta asi, that the woman, if her baal is in the city, she's afraid that maybe the husband can come at any time. So no improper action, no improper behavior is going to take place over here. That's the simple pshat. Rashi and the Ram both say the same thing, that we're no longer afraid that it's going to lead to anything because their husband is there and he can come at any moment. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia has a big chiddush over here. He says, you know why there's no problem of yichud of Baila Be'ir? It's not just because they're afraid that the husband is going to be coming, but mipnei she'emas baila aleha, because the fear of the husband is on the woman. What does that mean? It's a general lashon. It's not that she's afraid that he's going to come, but that she has the emas habal. What does that mean? So the poskim explained that it's a teva of a woman that she feels a sense of fear. She's not so comfortable when the husband is still in the city. So even if she's not afraid that he's going to come, she's not going to do anything improper. That's how they interpret the Rambam. So it's a kudchapa, big nafkamina between the mefarshim. Let's say we know that the husband is not going to come. We know the husband's not going to come. Let's say the woman is not even home. The husband knows that the woman went somewhere. She went for a doctor's appointment. The husband's not going to come to the doctor's appointment, right? So the woman is not even home. So she knows for sure that the husband is not going to come. So would you say that the heter of Baila Be'ir applies? The husband is in the city, but the woman is not home. And let's say the husband doesn't even know where the woman is. Right? The woman went somewhere. She went somewhere to pick something up. And the husband doesn't even know. So if the husband doesn't know, but he's still in the city, so is there a problem of Yichud? Or do we say, no, there's Baila Be'ir, it's not a problem. So the Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Chochmas Adam. We just had a Chochmas Adam in the Gemara. The Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Binas Adam in the Chochmas Adam. And this is in his essays. The Chochmas Adam is a big machmer here. He says that if the woman goes to another bias, besoch ha'ir, and we know for sure that the husband is not going to come, so then the heter of Baila Be'ir falls away. Big chumer of the Chochmas Adam. The Chazon Ish was much more mekel. He was willing to rely on the Rambam to say that the woman has emas habal, as long as the baal is in the city, she's going to have emas habal, and she's not going to do anything that's inappropriate. So according to the Chazon Ish and the Rambam, this is a big kula, even if you know for sure that the husband is not coming. The woman is in a different place. The husband is not going to come. He's not going to barge in. According to the Rambam, there might be room to be mekel. That's how the Chazon Ish paskin. But others are machmer for the Chochmas Adam. That's one nafkamina to the Shaila. Another nafkamina is, let's say the woman is home, but the husband is at work. She just spoke to him on the phone. He's at least a 20-minute drive from her. He's still in the city. He's within the city limits. But he's not going to come now. He can't come now. He's not going to be able to barge in the next 10 minutes. So is there an Issa Yichud in that circumstance? It's the same basic Shaila. A situation where we know that the husband is not going to come, but he still is in the city. So do we say that there's an Emas Habal on the woman, since the husband is in the city and the Heter Baila Be'ir applies? Or do we say no? Do we say that if he's not going to come, there's no concern that he's going to come, then she doesn't have Emas Habal? The whole Emas Habal is because she's concerned that he's going to barge in and see that something is happening. But if we know for sure that he's not going to barge in, so then there's no Heter Baila Be'ir. So there's a major machlokas. The Chazon Ish sounds like a big makel over here. He assumes that as long as the Baal is in the city, then the Heter Baal Be'ir does apply. But others are machmir. Rabbi Ribiat in his Sefer Hilchas Yichud, he has a Sefer similar to his four-volume Sefer in Hilchas Shabbos, one volume on Hilchas Yichud. So he wants to suggest in a footnote that maybe if the Yichud is a Yichud de Rabbanon, then perhaps we could be makel for the Chazon Ish. So this is an example of how if you can isolate what type of yichud it actually is, so then perhaps there might be room to be mekel in certain circumstances, certain shilas. So he suggests maybe if it's a yichud rabbanon, let's say someone is alone with two women, right? And two eishesish, right? So if he's alone with two women, we said that that's aser, but it's only an isid rabbanon of yichud. So maybe you could be mekel for the Chazon Ish that if one of the husbands is in the city. Even if one of them is not in the city, right? One of them is not in the city limits, let's say. But if one of them is in the city limits, so then that saves the one woman. And once you save one woman, once you assume that one woman is not going to be Mizana, then the other one's not going to be Mizana either. Right? So as long as one of the women has a husband in the city, so the Heter Baila Be'ir might still apply, because this is only a Yichud Rabbanan, so perhaps we can apply that Heter. Okay, that's just an example. Just an example of where these heterim can apply, but it's always important to keep in mind what's a case of yichud araisa, what's a case of yichud rabban. There is one caveat to keep in mind to the heter of Baila Be'ir. That is, the Gemara itself says that the heter of Baila Be'ir does not apply if libo gaspa. If the person feels familiar with the woman, then the heter of Baila Be'ir does not apply. And that's the only problem over here. In the case that I presented, if we're talking about a mother-in-law or a sister-in-law, so if the individual is libo gaspa, they're very friendly, they know each other for years, they're very, very comfortable with each other. So it could be the more comfortable a person is, the more concern Chazal have. Even though the heter baila be'ir should apply, that let's take the pure svar, that the woman is afraid that her husband's going to come, and he's going to barge in, he'll open the door, and he'll see that there's something going on. So that applies in most circumstances, but if libo gaspa, if they're so familiar with each other, so then the guard is down. And once a person's guard is down, so things can happen and they can get out of control before people even realize. So even though you'd think of the scenario, say a person with their mother-in-law, a person with their sister-in-law, come on, nothing's going to happen. But if they're so comfortable with each other, then there's more of a concern. Who knows? Who knows? There's more of a concern that something can happen. The Gemara says that the Heter of Baila Be'ir doesn't apply if it's Libo Gaspa. That's something to keep in mind. You know, in the scenario that I just gave you, if it's Libo Gaspa, then even if it's a Yichud Rabbanan, it might still be a problem. But there are other circumstances where it won't be Libo Gaspa. And then perhaps the Heter of Baila Be'ir could apply, even if we're not really concerned that the husband is going to show up right now, but as long as he's Be'ir, if it's only Yichud Rabbanan, perhaps there's something to be makel for. So these scenarios are always complicated. The application of the different heterim of Hilchas Yichud always are complicated. It's important to know what the shilas are, but of course, in every circumstance, you should speak with a posek just to evaluate the different pratim of the shila to figure out whether there might be a room to be makel. The corollary to Baila Be'ir is, let's say, Ishto Be'ir. Is there a question about Baila Be'ir before I move on to Ishto Be'ir? David Mirsky.
Yeah, so what about a case of a coworker, like a colleague? Would that apply if you're like, what's the level of comfortability that would say that you can't be like with a coworker for so long?
That's a big problem. That's a very serious problem. You have situations where someone is an associate in a law firm, a partner in a law firm, or whatever, or you have people working in accounting, it's in busy season, and they're up there in the office until 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, they're up late. They're up late, and sometimes there are only two people left. There's a man and a woman. Two people are left. Maybe even the husband of the woman is in the city. But they pull all-nighters, you know, every other week together. So the two partners are very comfortable with each other. That's a big shaila. That's definitely a case of libo gaspa. I mean, what the poskim say is, in general, a person should be cordial with their associates. They shouldn't be friendly with the associates. And the less friendly you are, the less libo gaspa that you're going to be. You know, if you're going to share pictures of your kids, and you're going to talk about, you know, where you're spending Pesach, and, you know, there's a lot of downtime together, and you're going to schmooze a lot with each other, so that is going to be called libo gaspa. And then it's going to be a big shaila. It's going to be a big shaila. I don't know. It's a hard thing. It's a hard hagdara. It's hard to define what is libo gaspa, what is not libo gaspa. I think in the modern work environment, unfortunately, in many circumstances, it might border on libo gaspa. And if it is libo gaspa, then the whole heter of baila be'ir just went out the window. So it's a very serious shaila that really one should ask to a posek, and they should mention this prat. That's why I'm telling you about the prat, because even though baila be'ir seems like a big heter, libo gaspa can knock out that heter in many, many circumstances. So it really has to be evaluated to see when it applies, or if it does apply in the particular circumstance that you find yourself in.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Zev.
What if you're not married yet and you're dating and you go visit a friend of hers who is married, and her husband is in the city, but I guess like you're not friendly with her friend,
right?
But you're friendly with the person you're dating,
right? So that's a big problem, because the person that you're dating, you're definitely libo gaspa. I certainly hope so, right? So you definitely libo gaspa with that woman. It's not libo gaspa with the other woman. Ah, okay. So, and there's baila be'ir. The other woman does have baila be'ir. Uh-huh. So if we assume that by yichud rabbanan will be mekel that baila be'ir works, right? He's in the city. So if baila be'ir works, then that's matzil for that woman. So once it's matzil for that woman,
does it connect to the other?
So then Lacharit should connect to the other woman as well, because once that woman is not going to be Mizana, then the other one is not going to be Mizana either. Yeah, that's
even it. When Libo Gaspa is there?
I don't think it matters, because the Libo Gaspa, there is no Baila Be'ir for the other woman, right? It's a friend of yours, right? There's no Baila Be'ir. The idea of Libo Gaspa is that Baila Be'ir is not going to solve the problem. But if you're not Libo Gaspa with that woman, so then Baila Be'ir does solve the problem for that woman. And now once we're not afraid that woman's going to be Mizana, so then we assume the other woman's not going to be Mizana either, because it's going to be embarrassing for her to be the only one who's going to be Mizana. So in that scenario, Zev, it sounds like it should work. It sounds like a taka should work. Very good. Yeah, that would probably work. Yes, who's... Zach.
Rabbi, back to the coworker example. Is there a difference between if the woman, say, you're with is from or just Jewish or just not Jewish at all?
You're saying in terms of baila be'ir for a non-Jew, right? If the worker is a woman who's not, right. So we generally assume that goyim are prutzim. So for this halacha, for these halachos, a goy is not like Yisrael. When it comes to baila be'ir, I seem to remember that some poskim want to suggest that baila be'ir is a different kind of a svara. That a woman is not going to act in an inappropriate way if her husband's in the city. So maybe non-Jewish women also will have that kind of fear. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure that everyone agrees. But I think that some poskim are willing to be mekel, that the heter of baila be'ir should apply to a non-Jewish woman as well. But maybe it only applies if she's afraid that the husband is going to come. This whole idea that she has emas baila aleha, the Rambam, I don't know if that applies to a non-Jewish woman. If the husband can come at any point in time, you know, a non-Jewish, let's say there's a non-Jewish maid working in your house, cleaning up, right? And your wife left to do shopping. Your wife is leaving to do shopping. She's not expected to come back. But this woman's husband is coming to pick her up. Coming to pick her up. He's going to be here any time in the next 10 minutes. Right, so can you stay home, or do you have to go out for the 10 minutes until she leaves, and then you can come back in? L'chora, that's sort of related to this question, right, Zach? Because her husband is coming, so it's baila be'ir, but it's not just baila be'ir. It's not just, you know, a theoretical emas baila, but rather the husband is mamish coming. So if the husband is coming, he's going to be here, and pretty soon, going to be here, and he could be here any minute. So then perhaps we're not going to be afraid that she's going to do anything. So in that case, according to those poskim who assume baila beir applies even to a non-Jew, maybe the heter might actually apply. But in terms of being in the office where it's not expected that the non-Jewish husband is going to show up, it's more questionable. It's more questionable. Yeah. I don't know. It's not so simple. One should ask a shayla so that you can really look at all the different givens of that particular shayla, the pratim, to be able to evaluate it appropriately. Was there another hand up?
Another yes, Rabbi.
Solomon, yes.
Yeah, so basically, in a situation where you have a maid in the house, and let's say it's your parents' house, so does that apply also, like, not the baila beir, but a situation where your parents could come in any second. Is that that could be an eter?
The rule where if someone can come in any second, that's matzal anicha. That's not just with a baal. If you tell a neighbor to come in, we're actually going to get to that scenario at some point. If you give a key to a neighbor and you say, do me a favor. The cleaning lady is coming, and I want to stay in the house. Could you come in? Come in every so often, so that you'll be matzal on the iser yichud. That's 100%. That's perfect because he's a shomer. That person is a shomer. Basically, the case of baila beir, if the husband can come at any point in time, the case of baila beir is that it's the ultimate shomer on the woman. So if you have a different shomer, that should also work. That should also work because then the other person is just what. What we're assuming is that baila beir is a shomer, even without telling the husband anything. But for someone else to be a shomer, obviously you must give them the key and you must tell them to come in. Because if you don't set it up from before, then they're not going to be a shomer because they're not going to come in. But if the husband is in the city and the assumption is that he's going to be coming home soon, so then that's an automatic case of shomer, and that's why the Yisro Yichud is going to fall away. Let me just conclude with the flip side, and that is. Ishto mishamarta. The lashon of the Gemara, the lashon of the Mishnah, actually, is not that ishto beir, but rather ishto mishamarta. What does that mean? That ishto mishamarta. So the simple understanding, the way that the Mefarshim are explaining that particular case in the Mishnah, is that the wife is actually there. I mean, she doesn't have to be there in the room, but let's say she's in the house, right? Let's say a wife is sleeping, even a wife is taking a nap, and there's a cleaning lady in the house. Right, so is the husband allowed to be in the house with the cleaning lady? The cleaning lady is not going to barge into the wife. The wife is sleeping. So the rule is that if ishto mishamart, that if there's a woman in the house, if one's wife is in the house, then there is no iser yichud in such case. That ishto mishamart, that the husband is not going to do anything inappropriate with the other woman. Now this is a case where you're not expecting the woman to come into the room. She's just sleeping in the other room. Right? But ad kedei kach, the husband, it's hard to say that the husband has an ema from his wife. But he's not going to act inappropriately if the woman is in the house, literally. We're not afraid that he's going to lose himself. How about if she's only be'ir? So be'ir, most poskim say that doesn't work. The flip side, that ishto be'ir, most poskim say that there is no het. There's one sheet of the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Talmud Torah, of all places. The Beis Shmuel, in Hilchas Yichud, quotes a Kesef Mishnah. Hilchas Talmud Torah says that ishto be'ir also is good. But the poskim say, even according to that Kesef Mishnah of Ishto Be'ir, it's not because Amos Ishto Olaf, right? There's no din of the Rambam that if we know for sure the woman is not coming, there's still a heter. No, it's that if the woman went out shopping and she went out for an hour, you know in the first half hour there's no way she's coming home. But after that, she can come home any minute. So once the woman can come home any minute, even if she's not in the house, according to the Kesef Mishnah, there's a heter. Right? If the woman can come in at any moment, so the husband is going to be concerned, so the heter of ishto be'ir is going to apply. Ishto mishamarto is a different heter. That's if the woman is in the house, even if she's not awake, so still the woman is mishamer, the husband, that there's no iser yichud as long as she's in that very house. So these are the two heter when it comes to the flip side. It's not as expansive as the heter of baila be'ir. By baila be'ir, there are some who are willing to be mekel that even if there's no concern that the husband's going to come, perhaps there still wouldn't be an iser yichud. When it comes to ishto be'ir, it's a very questionable heter. It would certainly only apply if we're expecting the woman to show up at any moment in time. And even then, not all poskim are so willing to be mekel. Yichud Rabbanon, perhaps, in that scenario, if it's only Yichud Rabbanon, if it's like a Goya, right? If the man is not a Kohen and it's only a Yichud Rabbanon, so then perhaps there might be more room to be Mekel. But if the woman is actually in, if the woman is actually in the house, even if she's sleeping, so then there might be room to be Mekel.